Final field's out for the weekend. Touched on the showdown. Bold Bastille's drawn barrier three, with a few of the other favoured runners have drawn a little wide. Gee, it could be a big few days for the Tangerine of Tiarkal. They've got a very good team heading over to South Australia on Saturday, and they've got a couple of nice chances at Flemington tomorrow when the Melbourne boss, Ben Gleeson, joins us. How are you, Ben?
Morning, Michael. I'm good. How are you?
Very well indeed. I'll get to Morphettville in a moment because I want to get your thoughts on an interesting runner that we get to see at Flemington for the first time. This is a daughter of I Am Invincible, I Choose You. She's had 19 starts over in New Zealand and makes her Aussie debut tomorrow. What can you tell us about how she's going?
Yeah, she's going really good, Michael. She's been with us for a few weeks now. She's had a handful of gallops. She marks in across sort of a similar profile to probably what Sans Duke came across as. So won some races, shown some ability, and we're hoping that, I guess, the change of training environment with Cranbourne and the Sandhills and whatnot can bring about the best in her. She's not the easiest filly to train. She's quite keen and does want to overdo things. So she's settled in really well here, though. We've had her out in those Sandhills most days, and she's really sort of come back underneath us, so to say. So been really pleased with her. And you know, if she can profile the same way as Sans Duke, then hopefully we're in for a good ride. She's got form around the favourite in the ANSI, so she has beaten her before.
Okay. Oh, well, there you go. That's a good push because you're about a $20, $15 chance compared to Nancy's $1.65. So $3.10 the place. It could be a little bit of value there for the punters in race number two. And you've got your other runner, Prismatic, which goes around in race number three as well. What's your thoughts, Prismatic, tomorrow?
I think he was pretty stiff at Bendigo. He got too far back in the run. We certainly didn't have the intention of being that far back. But I think a big track like Flemington is really going to suit him. If we can get him to sit a little bit handier, you know, he's run fifth in the New Zealand Cup before, so he does have really good form despite his rating being quite low still. I think he can run a cheeky race if we can have him thereabouts and ready to pounce. He's got some good weight swings on the top of the field. So yeah, I think at his odds, he's a really good each-way chance as well.
All right, let's head over to South Australia now. And you touched on Sans Duke. It's been a winning machine in recent times, and it goes around in the John Hawkes, which formerly the Mackay or the Mackay Stakes, which is a lead into the Goodwood, looking for five on the bounce.
Yeah, it's incredible to think that she was running around at Seymour, you know, earlier or towards the end of last year, and then going on achieving what we have. It's been some ride, but you know, once we found the knack to her riding her cold and that she loves the Flemington straight, you know, the last one was just breathtaking. We're hoping she can get the confidence off those wins and apply it back around a bend. That's probably the only question mark, whether she's as effective. But look, she's been flying at home once again. We just followed the same routine we have for the last few months, and her gallop yesterday was terrific. I'm really pleased with her. So I think she can run a big race if she gets some cover and lets rip down the outside.
She's a $5.50 chance. You've got an interesting runner as well. First up, Zurian, who goes to the Tobin Bronze. And we haven't seen her since the 1,000 guineas. Has she got enough speed to win first up over 1,200?
Yeah, she's a filly that in time will, I think, appreciate 14 to a mile. But her jump outs have been really sharp. She won a jump out the other day, quite impressively. Mick D's been coming in. He rode her on Tuesday morning and he thinks she's flying. You know, if I had have chosen one horse before the field's come out that I think can be very hard to beat, it would have been her. But she's come up in what's a very strong field, I think. You know, Gumdrops is going well for Pricey, Skybird. There's some really promising horses, and you can't forget Arkansas Kids. So barrier eight, she should be able to settle midfield, and I don't know what odds she is, but I think she'll be running a very big race first up.
Well, I can tell you she is good odds, $16. So
there you go.
All right, that's another little one we've got a little asterisk next to. Campionessa has been racing in great form. She drops back from the Queen of the Turf, which Gee, that form looks good for this race, doesn't it? And she's $5 in the Queen of the South.
Yeah, she's been flying. She shouldn't have probably got beaten at Moonee Valley. So the form probably should read better. And then she had absolutely no luck in Sydney. She was caught three wide. And if you go and watch the replay again, her last 100, although she interfered with the tissue a little bit, her last 100 metres through the line was terrific. She was picking up, coming again. It just had a lot more merit than what people realised. So it's a big ask, though. We are going from Sydney back to Melbourne, then over to Adelaide in the space of 2 weeks. So she's a tough mare. She's very seasoned. We're just hoping if she can reproduce her best, then that should be good enough. But, we're just hoping she handles the travel.
And then in the Group 1 Australasian Oaks, a lot of interest in these Kiwi fillies who ran 1, 2, 3 in the New Zealand Oaks. Your girl, Kwali Al-Farasha, ran third and is a $19 chance. Do you think that form's going to stand up in South Australia?
Yeah, we certainly do. Mark thinks it's a very strong group of three-year-old horses in New Zealand this year, and I think that stood up with, obviously, Orchestral and Quintessa. And even the Derby form winning at Moonee Valley a few weeks ago. So there's a very strong crop over there. I think the Oaks this year rated higher than it has in many previous years. So it's a very much a strong form race, hence Gain Adrian buying the top weight. So I think the form, it really stacks up. And our filly just probably didn't see out a strong 2,400 back home, but back to 2,000, she's... we know she's going to run that trip out quick, and at least she's been here for sort of a month now and settled in. That's a good advantage for her.
All right, give us your best.
It's hard to go past Campionessa on quality. I think if she brings her best, she's hard to beat, but best each way would be Zurion.
I like it at around about $15. Enjoy the week. Good luck over the coming days.
Thanks, Michael.
Ben Gleeson there with all of the latest mail for the Tiakau team.